Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right, 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling revelry.
No, no.
Sibling revelry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling revelry.
That's good.
The halls with bells of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Now we now are gay apparel. La 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 la. Your time carol.
Welcome to the Christmas episode.
It's Christmas time in the city. We could just do an entire podcast of Christmas carols, which I'd be very happy to do if my voice wasn't so fucked up.
I think that every now and then we should just break into some sort of Christmas song.
We should be like the Huffs during their holiday.
Oh my God.
But like our version.
I just saw the preview for that.
They're just so
like,
crazy talented.
Oh,
it's insane.
It's insane.
I mean, they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
Their moves are
ridiculous.
It's just crazy. But us.
But imagine you and I doing our version. I mean, you'd be amazing, but I would be,
God.
I mean.
Oh, it'd be so fun.
Well, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Honestly, I feel great about this year because I got all my shopping done so early. It's the first time I've ever done it.
Mm-hmm.
And now the only people I'm shopping for are literally the family.
Yeah.
So I don't think about any of my friends, any of the people that I work with, no Christmas cards. Like, I got everything out of the way. So this has been a really fun
I don't buy my friends gifts or...
Oh, really?
No.
Not even like a card?
No, nothing. Friends and I haven't exchanged gifts, I don't think, ever in our lives. And, you know, I don't have really many people who work for me. So I just sort of buy you guys gifts.
Now that I think about it, I don't think my friends give me anything.
Of course they don't.
I give them things, but that's not true. I have some friends who do.
Yeah,
some friends
don't. We don't do gift exchange. But I am happy I got a lot of stuff done early.
Yes.
Because it's always the
pressure, like 2 days before Christmas, it's running around like a crazy person trying to figure out, you know, what does Aunt Patty want? I've already gotten her like 17 bars of soap, you know, over the years. And Uncle Steve has like 800 ties.
I just don't really want to get my family anything anymore, because I kind of, every time I do, I'm like, I just want to give them things that are more... I mean, I guess our family. I don't know why I said my family. It's our family.
Yeah, it's the way you think.
But I feel good about it. It'll be nice. We'll get to Colorado. I won't feel stressed out or anything.
Yeah. And the sentimental gifts are my favorite.
So you gave me a necklace that was the most beautiful sentimental necklace. And it's a old cameo of a rose. And on the back, in Japanese... It's a Japanese saying, and of course, my daughter's a quarter Japanese. I'm with Danny. He's half Japanese, and it's this beautiful saying that basically means to, like, take life on and to enjoy the adventure, right? Mm-hmm. And
honestly, I don't even remember what it means. I don't.
Sentimental. At least I don't. But well, good. I remember that.
And it was amazing. It was that, like, oh, sentimentality. There's something really strong. Yeah. And it was
about taking the adventure of life, like embracing the fearlessness of, you know, taking that your life on and living it fully. So much so that I was wearing it all the time. And one time it fell off. And I was traveling that I never wear it traveling. So every time
Well, it's a double gift, because it's sort of for Ronnie when she's older.
Right, so when Ronnie's older.
And by the way, Ronnie rose. So that's the rose aspect.
It was the best.
But I feel like a really good sentimental gift is coming from you this year. Yeah, something necklacey. You know what I mean? Like
kind of diamonds.
Masculine, but with, like, jewels.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I don't know.
Like feels sapphire.
Maybe. Sapphire.
Like maybe like some kind of really expensive something. Stone that if all goes wrong,
I
you
can
could
pawn
like...
it. Yeah, I mean, that's really...
anyway,
no, but I love the idea. Christmas is so fun for me. Not about sentimental. I mean, yes, that's great. But the thoughtful ideas that go into getting Christmas presents, even if they're funny, even if it's funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I got you a funny one, but it's... It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
Right
now.
And a sentimental one.
Oh, yeah?
But I think our family, you know, and also we did this at Thanksgiving, talk about traditions and all of that, but we really do have a very, I mean, I think people have gotten a sense of that through the years, just from the things like Instagram or Snapchat, that we get together, we have so much fun. It's very jolly. And we always pray for a snowy Christmas.
Oh, God.
And
yes.
Did you look at the weather?
Yeah.
It says it's probably going to snow.
When you wake up in the morning and it's just snowing.
Oh, it's the best.
It's the best.
And we love it. And we love it. And we have a great time. And
it is truly so
magical.
Much fun.
Yeah.
And we start drinking glug very early in the morning.
Yeah, which Uncle is like Steve brings glug every
Christmas.
Yeah, it's
like Christmas. This wine. It's like a... What kind of?
It's, well, it's
like
mulled wine.
Mulled wine, right? Yeah,
but it's glug. Yeah. I don't know what the difference. It might be the same thing. I'm not sure.
I think it's the same.
We
it's like a
Uncle
spiced
Steve.
Wine or something.
Mm-hmm. And then we have lox and bagels usually every morning.
Yeah,
and
our tradition is that Santa leaves the presents unwrapped, so everything that is out there is from Santa. Everything that you see that has no wrapping on it, Santa has left.
You Santa's know. Been good to us. I mean,
Santa's
I remember when Santa
good.
Got you some coal. Remember that year?
Yeah, I do. I don't
deserved. Know. It was actually a very deserved year of coal.
What did I do?
I don't know. You were a nightmare. It was your hormonal years. It was your teenage, like 15, 16.
Yeah. I do remember getting coal.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I don't think I've ever gotten coal.
No.
I'm usually like kind of like pull it out by the end of the year, even if there's
some issues.
Some questionable things that have gone down. I usually come out on top.
Yeah.
I try to pull that together for Santa.
It's a tired morning though, because Katie and I stay up
all night.
All night.
Putting things
setting
together.
Up, putting shit together.
putting all the toys together. Except for, of course, Santa's toys, because he puts those up.
Yes, but when I have to build something and I take out the instructions, it could be the worst.
It's just, but every year you're sitting there
and with
you're
a screwdriver.
Oliver with the screwdriver and your little like legs crossed, and I can see your back hunched, and I'm like, oh, there he goes. I try to stay away. I think Danny is the good one to do that. He actually enjoys that, you know?
Oh, I do too. Sometimes it's just when it's midnight and I pull out like this ice cream cart for Rio, and she's supposed to be like, you know, it's the ice cream, you're delivering ice cream. And it's tiny screws and it's the most, you know, intricate sort of build. And I know that it's over. I'm done. I'm going to be there for hours and hours.
I know.
And why it helps me, though.
Bing's Christmas list was seriously extensive.
It was one of the funniest Christmas lists I've ever read in my whole life.
Really had some funny stuff. It was very, very extreme. You know, it's not like, you know, he wants his whole house to become, you know, a skateboard ramp. And
The best, though, is to be famous on TikTok. That's on his list. Asking Santa.
He's not even allowed to go on TikTok.
No, I know. That's the best part of it.
It's so funny.
It's just so classic.
And then Riders is great. Riders had his since, like, you know, August. Mm-hmm. Riders had a list of very specific things. You know, now that he's older, he understands, like, the things that he actually wants are little more expensive.
Yep.
That's the thing. The kids get older and the trinkets become real trinkets and you're just older, like, oh my God.
The last 2 years I've had talks with the kids and just telling them, say, look, you guys, there's not going to be all this wasteful bullshit anymore. You know what I mean? Because it really is. There's like sometimes it gets excessive to the point where it makes me nauseous and I'm just like, this is ridiculous. We end up giving half of their presents away, actually, once we get them, because sometimes they're not even opened. You know what I mean? And it's like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
And so now it's just like, you guys, look, you're going to get a couple really cool things.
Yeah.
You're not going to open presents for 9 hours.
Except your son sent me his Christmas list, and it was also insane. Yeah.
Well, there's links.
He put links. I was like, oh, wow. This is amazing. My favorite one was this way. I got him.
He's heavily into skateboarding.
He wants a Snapchat or Instagram account.
Yeah.
Mostly Snapchat because he says it's more fun.
Not going to get it.
No.
No. What do you want this year?
I know it sounds crazy and it sounds stupid, you know, because you're like, oh, come on, let's go. I honestly don't want anything.
Okay.
I mean, I.
Perfect.
Meaning, like, I don't want. I like the same things I always like. I like home stuff. I like my
pewter,
pots.
Like
anything pewter. I love my matches, you know, my dinnerware and servingware. I love to entertain. That's my I love cooking. I asked for a couple like big stock pot. I only have one really big stock pot. So I'd love another stock pot.
That's to make stock, like bone broth and stuff. Well, I want world peace. That's just me.
And something sentimental with
something
diamonds.
Sentimental.
I look at Christmas, and at this point, it's just all about the kids, isn't it?
Yeah, and giving. I mean, honestly, the giving part is even better for me than the getting.
Who gets most drunk during the holidays? You or me?
We're doing the live questions.
Yeah, this is from the live.
So, me.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You get pretty...
It's a festive time, you know? I mean...
Well, can we talk... Am I allowed to talk about the holiday party? Like, what happened? Or do we not talk? Is that too much?
When? This time?
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about
it. Are you okay to, like, reveal your...
Yeah,
you went a little overboard?
Yeah, no, we can talk about that.
That you decided to take a little chocolate mushrooms, which are supposed to be, like, a very kind of mild... But somehow ended up like eating two bars of chocolate mushroom, you had an absolute existential.
Oh, it was crazy. I Normally, I'm a very socially confident person, and something happened to me. First of all, I just got a haircut, okay? I cut my hair off, and I usually have longer hair. And so all of a sudden, I felt deeply insecure about sort of my existence.
That's
because I didn't feel like myself. And then I would enter conversations with a group of people and feel like I didn't fit in, and I didn't know how to act. And then I would get quiet and be by myself and start laughing hysterically at how crazy I was going.
Well, I mean, at least you can laugh.
No, I was looking for Erin because she was the only thing that was like my safety net.
Ugh, Erin and I were having so much fun.
Oh my God,
it was so fun.
It was fun.
And then I turned around and your shirt was off.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
It was hot.
But I think that what happened was is you didn't, after a while, it's like you didn't have the awareness that your shirt was off.
Right.
So you were just sort of walking around the holiday party.
I did, but that was sort of the end of it.
Yeah, it was. There were very few people.
Right,
some people we didn't know though that were still at the party.
Yeah, we
knew them, but we didn't know them. They were kind of newbies.
Right. I went. And then, you know what the problem was though? You had
your copious amounts of psilocybin.
No, the problem was the party started too early because it was for the kids.
That's right.
So I started drinking at like 5.
Right.
And then I was drinking, and then I smoked a joint, and things were fine. And then someone, I'm not mentioning names, mm-hmm. just came up with a bar of chocolate mushrooms. And they're like, do you want to eat it? And I'm like, all right. And
they're actually doing a lot of research on mushrooms these days. It's really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get an expert on the show that we can talk about some of like, whether it be LSD mm-hmm. and psilocybin and how they're, and even MDMA, they're taking a lot of these psychedelics and they're studying them with the brain and a lot with anxiety and depression. They're finding
addiction.
Out some really interesting things. Okay, who has the ugliest Christmas sweater?
Well, we don't really do that, but you do great things for Christmas. Kate, every year, always, even prior to, opening Christmas morning, you always have some sort of an outfit that you've done for the family.
Everybody.
Yeah, with their names on it, and it could be a onesie, could be a hat, it could be whatever it is, she always has something great. But we don't really do ugly Christmas sweaters. We've got those onesies, though, that are pretty cool, those Tipsy Elf onesies.
Yeah. Well, remember the ones that I did with all our names on the butts?
Yeah, those were great.
Gag gifts for Christmas.
Those are the best.
You did one that was, you can't even talk about.
I can't even talk
No,
about
you can't.
It
it's
I mean,
so,
can I?
No.
Why?
You can't. Because
Is
it's
it
sensitive.
Offensive?
It's offensive. It was an offensive, hilarious joke. And unfortunately, to your mother-in-law.
To Erin.
And in this day and age, I think that we just keep it close to our chests.
Did we not talk about it on this? Did I ever mention that? I think I did.
I think we talked about it elsewhere.
Okay.
On Dax's.
Oh, on Dax's. Oh, that's why it's already been mentioned. I
don't know if they kept it or not.
He did.
Anyway, you can listen to Armchair Expert.
Armchair Expert.
favorite Christmas song?
Barbra Streisand's rendition of Jingle Bells.
I think that made us lose our Jenga game.
Oh my God.
That
Jingle Bell.
I will never forget. We were in this very intense Jenga game. Remember this? And it was really high. The Jenga was really high.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but really loud, your mom came on the radio.
Mm-hmm,
Barbra Streisand.
Yeah, my mother.
And it was like, Jingle bell, all the way. And it was so jarring that that the whole Jenga thing just went. We started.
Oh,
that was so funny. Anyway, that is a favorite.
That was really good.
Mine is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
It's good.
That's my ultimate Christmas song.
I love Christmas music just in general.
How to survive family Christmas?
This is a great question.
It is a good question. I think, honestly, people say, like, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. So you just get out of the kitchen.
Go for a walk.
I say, great, I'm going to get out of the kitchen then.
But why do you think tensions, I'm not speaking of our family necessarily.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in general, why do you think tensions are high during Christmas time?
I can totally answer that question. I mean, it's obviously an idea, it's a theory, but I think that when you get older, not necessarily when you're younger, when you get older, you leave, you start your life outside of the family dynamic, and it's this time of year where you come back and you enter that old rhythm, and it just, it's like snapping your fingers and you're back in time when you're out in life trying to work on things that are totally different than the dynamic you have in your family. You think that, you know, I think a lot of times people go outside, they go, oh, my friends, they see me differently. They understand me better sometimes.
Yeah.
Rewinding back.
Totally. And I think a lot of the times, too, it has to do with sort of the close quarters aspect of being with your family. Because a lot of people go away and they're staying under one roof. So now you're used to having your space in your separate spots in your own homes. And now everyone is together and having to wake up together and just be together all the time. It's inevitable. Something's got to give.
Yeah.
You know?
Then you also have like spouses or new girlfriends or boyfriends entering.
In-laws, that shit is real. Like, I have friends who could potentially be divorced because the in-law situation, you know, because you know, if you're fighting for your parents in a sense, like you don't want to badmouth your parents, but then your significant other is just having such a tough time and it causes so much friction sometimes between the couple. I got lucky. Ann and Brooks are the fucking greatest.
They're the best.
I mean, they're
of all
so
time.
Great. You know, our parents are great. I'm good there. The Fujikawa.
I'm so lucky.
Know, they're great.
Well,
everyone's
coming
great.
To Christmas this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, no, I know. But in-laws is big.
Yeah, it is big.
In-laws is big. I mean, because that can really throw you for a loop when it's not working.
Imagine? I mean, I can't even imagine. Because I have so many friends. I have some friends who really like make the best of it. And they're like, look, you know, it's a week or it's a couple days and it's fine. It's great. You know, but some have a really, I mean, it's almost like relationship, like breaking. Mm-hmm. They come home, they're in therapy.
Oh,
it's God. Like,
oh yeah. Well, if I was to give advice about this question, I think patience. I think patience is a good word, meaning it is just a week or so. Understand that everyone might be a little bit on edge and give everyone a little leeway. You know what I mean? Give everyone a little extra rope and just understand that there is tension during the holidays. And you know what? Just let some things slide. You know what I mean? You don't have to be nitpicky on every little thing that might bother you. Let things slide.
And if someone says,
have a cocktail. Have some psilocybin.
Oliver, I come out with King Street. Oliver's like, this is my line of chocolate mushrooms. So my advice would be, in a moment where you feel reactive to something, I would take the 10 deep breaths that everybody tells you to take, from whether it be Dr. Oz to Oprah to everybody in the wellness, you know, world. Take the deep breaths and then just say to that person, I'm so sorry you feel that way. And then walk away, and then, you know.
But you walk away?
Yeah. You just walk away from it.
Oof.
Don't engage. Give yourself a day. I know it's hard. Give yourself a day.
I'm so sorry.
Ask yourself what's really bothering you.
That feels condescending a little.
No, I'm so sorry you feel that way. If someone says something to you, okay, let me give you an example. Yeah. You really should not let your kids eat so much of this. You know, and
you know
no wonder they're giving you problems, whatever.
Yeah,
in
but
school.
They're my kids and I can do whatever I want. So don't talk about my kids that way.
Or because it's your mother-in-law or your father-in-law,
I thought we were
you
talking.
Say, I'm so sorry you feel that way about my kids. And you stop and you let them, whatever, say whatever else. If they need the last word, just let them have it. You walk away. You let them live with what they said. You live with how you feel about it. And then you ask yourself, okay, how am I really feeling? So you can gather your thoughts and you can and when the time is right, you can then have the moment to go to your in-laws and say to them, when you say that to me, I feel terrible because I really want you to like the way I'm raising my kids. And just throw them off center that way.
What if you're just like, suck it?
And then if they keep
like,
doing it.
Oh, fuck then, you.
then you do that. And after a while you sit there, you have a couple cocktails. No, I like that.
That's very evolved.
You know,
that's very evolved. It's hard to be
it's
that
a very hard
evolved.
Thing to do.
It's hard to just say, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah.
But I don't think the walk away is good. Because
no,
if someone said to me, I'm sorry you feel that way,
well,
and walked away.
Oh, mommy.
We're doing the Christmas
episode. I love
episode.
You. My mommy.
Yeah. Here, grab
mommy,
a mic.
I love you.
Mom, grab a microphone just for 2 seconds. So we took some questions from Kate's Instagram account, and this is actually a good one. We just finished answering it ourselves, but I want to hear what you would have to say.
Was it a good question?
Yeah,
it was
kind
a good
of.
Question. It was, how do you survive family Christmas?
Meaning,
she's thinking
meaning
about it.
When people get together, like, how do you survive? Because a lot of
mom's
families
like,
during
that's
the
so
holidays,
funny. I was
you know,
thinking about that on
tension.
The drive over here.
There's a lot of tension, and you know, a lot of there's in-laws and there's people, and it's you know, Christmas can be.
You nice. Just have to wrap yourself in love. You literally have to go. That this is a holiday where, you know, you don't bring your stuff together and it's all about joy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's tiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is very tiring, but
There's a lot of logistics too. So,
what?
There's a lot of logistics with Christmas. Like when
yeah,
the
there's
family's
stuff you have
around
to do. There's things. I mean, you know, I've been working and I literally haven't had time to shop and I've had my mind, I'm trying to keep my mind on my work and memorizing lines, which is not easy. And you know, but still, you know, you've got to do it. So it takes a pressure. It takes money. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure around money mm-hmm. because people mm-hmm. don't have money to
That's
give.
That's what we're talking
They
about.
Want to be able to give more than they can. So it's kind of like to simplify things. Mm-hmm. It really is about to create, you know, we create it all, right? Nobody creates Christmas for us. We do it. So if we're actually the head of it, if we're saying, I'm going to make a great Christmas, that's your intention.
Right.
Then you do it. That's
so
just
it's
what
surviving it. From Goldie Hawn, Mama Goldie, Mama G. We survive by setting the good intention to wrap it in love.
Mm-hmm. I thought patience.
Mommy knows
patience.
What she's fucking talking about.
And I know that I can because I can. And Christmas time is my time to play with love and jump and around. And I need you to be a ball of love. How about that? And we just kind of throw
no, but
it
I
to
also
me.
Said no. That patience, though. You
but,
need
but,
to give,
we'll remember
and give leeway, a little extra rope because, mm-hmm. you know, don't get on people so quickly for things. Understand that there is this pressure around it potentially and you might feel reactive, but instead just be like, you know what? I'm just going to let it go for a second.
Do we have a drunk uncle?
No, you have a
drunk brother.
Yeah.
But I am an uncle.
That's true.
That's right.
No, we don't. Who
a
is the drunk?
Uncle.
Well, Uncle Charlie wasn't always drunk.
Uncle Charlie
was
never
he a drunk?
Drank.
Yeah, so he wasn't drunk. He was just
from
loud.
The kibbutz.
Yeah, but he was just loud and felt.
Oh, no, Uncle Charlie was not a drinker.
No, but he was always
so
grumpy.
The drinkers were on granddaddy's side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Like
oh,
my
yeah.
father would have a few, not big, but when my father had a few scotches,
mm-hmm.
he left the house in the middle of the night and he went to my mother's gift shop and rearranged the gift shop window.
Oh,
no.
That's
oh,
the
yeah.
cutest thing
and it was good. It was good.
That's
it
what
was,
he wanted to do after
so
he had a couple drinks.
That and he That's made amazing. Hush puppies.
Ugh.
I smelled them. They were frying in the kitchen.
I want to make hush puppies.
You know, I came over here to see my granddaughter.
I know. Where,
I've got,
where is she?
I've got a microphone in
I know. Sorry.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry
Love
Christmas,
you, Mommy.
Mama.
This is funny. Whose stories... I can answer this. Whose stories do you dread listening to the most?
At the holidays?
It was definitely me. Like, I'm definitely the one who tells stories that go on forever. And I don't know, as Sarah and Aaron would say, how to land the plane. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I can get my thoughts together correctly. But, you know, I mean, God, I can go on forever.
They're not bad stories. They're just long. I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah, but then, like, I'll sit there and I'll be talking and all of a sudden, like, one person will be watching television. The
right.
other person's on their phone.
Right.
And
you're
know,
all alone.
I'm all alone. It's fine. I can handle it. Who does the dishes? Me.
I
and
think
mom?
We all do, though.
You do.
Oh, my God.
Not do
I,
the dishes.
I do so many dishes,
Oliver,
Kate.
I sat there over Thanksgiving and literally Danny
dishes.
Was fixing the heating. I was like
dishes.
Cooking and Aaron and I were you sat there with a whiskey in one hand watching football.
It was my time. It was the, football. It's
it
different.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That is just insane.
No, wait, hold on. This is not fair
dishes.
Because I do the dishes.
Who are you calling?
Hi.
Babe, do I do dishes or no?
Oh my God, yeah. Well, like post Hoffman, yes.
Yeah. So for like 4 months, you've done
a year.
Dishes.
It's been a year.
For a year.
Oh, please.
I do the dishes.
He
Thank
didn't
you.
Do the dishes once over Thanksgiving.
I did. You just didn't see it.
It's not true.
Because you were sleeping.
No, I watched. What are you talking
In
about?
In the morning, I do the dishes.
Oh, my God, please.
Oh, God.
I can't even continue this.
All right.
So love you, Auntie E. 2000 or 1980? I mean, hands down 2000 for me.
Just the year in general?
Yeah. I mean, I would 1980,
you were one.
I was like one. That was a pretty good year.
2000?
Yeah, it was the year like...
It was the crows.
Oh, it was the Black Crows 2000.
I think that...
I mean, it was the year I got married
yeah,
the
you
next
got married.
Year. I turned 21 the next... I mean, it was like such a fun...
That
Almost
was a
Famous
fun time.
Came out in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
No, 2000. Because we're having our 20 year in April.
I was single in 2000.
Yeah, you were making out with some of my friends.
Right, I was having fun. I'll go 2000.
2000 was a really fun year.
Yeah, 2000 was good.
Yeah, I don't really know if you remember. Four was traumatic for you.
Oh, God. I was right in the middle of all the shit. Oh, my God.
Your foundational years were.
Yeah, no. But without 1980, I would never have had 2000. You know what I mean?
Sure. I'll
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Gingerbread house. I love doing gingerbread houses
Fun.
With my kids.
Yeah, but kind of tedious. Like, can I say one thing that I think parents can relate to?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the gingerbread houses. And you're like, oh, fuck. Okay. Get the candy, get the thing, mix the icing, you know. And then by the time it's all ready to go, my kids are like over it. They're like, we don't want to do it. I'm like, no. I just literally spent an hour getting all this shit together. You're going to make a gingerbread house. It's just going to, that's the way it's going to be.
I don't have that issue.
Okay. Moving on.
I think I come more prepared. Who's the most dramatic? Actually, Ollie. I think you're more dramatic than I am.
At Christmas or just in general?
Just in general.
What? I'm dramatic?
Yes.
Am I?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I think you're dramatic.
How am I dramatic? I'm so, like, easygoing.
Yeah, but it's so dramatic. Your easygoingness is so filled with drama.
That's funny. I never thought about it that way.
Do we leave something out for Santa?
Always.
Remember when rum and root beer and licorice one year?
We used to do that.
It depends on Santa's mood. We usually know what kind of mood Santa's
always,
in.
We always leave carrots, so.
Yes, we leave
always
carrots.
Always leave carrots. And in the last few years, it's been just, you know,
milk and cookies. I feel like this year it should be like spiced.
Mm-hmm.
Cocoa,
maybe we leave like something with alcohol
like,
in it.
Yeah, like a spiced rum type drink or we could do like gluten-free cookies.
That's good. Yeah,
Santa
probably gluten-free.
Might, a lot of cookies.
Well, you know what we did? We've been doing or last year I think we gluten. Made the kids made cookies. Remember they made them?
Mm-hmm.
We made the dough and did the thing and then mm-hmm. decorated the cookies and then left that out for Santa.
Have you been naughty or nice this year, Oliver Hudson?
Oh, for sure nice.
For sure.
This has been a nice year for me.
I think I'm in the nice year, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're in a 100%. Really nice...
100%. This could be my nicest year
it's
of my whole
nice,
life.
It's a nice...
Yeah.
Whole, energetic
mm-hmm.
couple years, I think.
I think I've settled in to my life. Settled into who I am. I'm such a nice guy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a really nice person.
Don't get too nice.
No, I'll never be too nice.
I can hear Mom.
Mom? Should we end with a song?
Silent night. Mom, I'm talking to the mic. Tell everybody what you want for Christmas. Holy night.
Mom, talking to the goddamn
Mom,
mic.
Mom, get the mic.
All is calm. All
Mom, talking to the mic, bro.
I want
round
stitch and story.
What?
This, well, it's a no. kit to knit hats.
We go underneath her voice.
Oh, mother and child.
Stitch.
Holy
and story.
Infant, so,
so I can knit a hat too.
And mild.
Made of very, very, very
Mom
thick,
was knitting
soft, cushy,
Christmas.
Whatever it's made of.
I think we end there. To everyone, Ollie, you can finally say it. You said it for Thanksgiving, but really,
Merry Christmas to all,
and to all a good,
good night.
Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson, Oliver Hudson, and Sim Sarna.
Supervising producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.